Let's get this motherfucking party started.
Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. This is my buddy Todd Snyder.
Now I'm feeling like I usually feel after I feel all right.
Welcome back to our podcast.
I don't wanna hear another.
He had quite a beard when he was here a couple weeks ago.
He was scraggly.
No, I mean, it was a good looking beard, but it was.
I love a beard.
Oh, turn it up.
You see, there's something inside this world that's gone so wrong. There's a gap between the rich and the poor, a million miles long.
I ain't the kind of guy to break your record, but then again, I might. Oh. Thank you for downloading the Off the Air podcast. That's Jess.
Hello.
And that's Mr. Jason, our producer.
Yes, sir.
And I am I'm this guy. Hi, how are you? Now, today's podcast is going to be a little different because we've taken a couple weeks off between doing podcasts.
Yes. So
I haven't seen you guys for 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's been...
Yeah,
it's been a long spring break.
Kind of.
It's normally a week, right? But is this the first 2 weeks?
This is our first 2 week spring break.
Yeah. And but here's the thing: a lot of podcasts, and let's go to one of our buddies, Jimmy. Jimmy kind of has a season.
He does.
He has a season for
summer off.
And he takes some time off.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah,
like how long?
We should consider that.
Really?
No?
I don't know. Check my. He gets the itch, and we need to do a podcast. What are we going to
do about it? We get out of practice, and we...
We do. I'm not out of practice. I'm rejuvenated. You know when you guys take 2 weeks off for Christmas?
Right.
And come back, and you're so excited to be back?
Yeah, I remember those.
That's how I feel now.
I remember those days.
Today.
And come back after those 2 weeks, and you think, if I could just get one more week. And then you get 3 weeks, and you go, if I could just get one more... if I could just get one more week.
Aren't you usually itching to come back, though?
Sometimes. Yeah, to be honest, sometimes. So how you been? How's everybody been? Anything anything going on?
No.
Nothing going on at all?
I'm hungry.
You got those glasses. I don't know if I can...
Jess
do this.
Has new glasses.
I don't know if you can do this the whole show.
I'm not. I won't.
I'm trying to buy
Are those for
in.
Distance or are
no,
those
they're
for reading?
Actually, I was getting ready to look up something online and that's why I put them on
that,
my phone.
That could be a big announcement. You are now officially...
you can follow me on Pinterest.
On Pinterest.
I had a private Pinterest account. Everybody's been
asking. Well, let's keep that
Pinterest... No, I'm not going to tell anybody
private.
That it is.
Private, yeah. Let's keep that one private.
But it's...
the public one
big
is...
Big booty hoe. No, it's not that.
a big booty hoe?
There should be.
I should take a look at that.
Uh-huh. it's Jess Hooker OTA, which when you look at it, it looks like Jess Carrata.
Yeah, that's what
Hookerata.
I...
Hookerata.
Hookerata.
Yeah, Jess Hookerata.
It sounds like a Greek stripper. Hookerata.
I might... Oh, okay.
No, that's not Greek, is it?
What is that?
I'm not sure, but it
I
just
feel
came
like there
out.
There should be like finger symbols and
That's
things.
Like yesterday when I was getting my teeth cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
And I was under nitrous. I kept doing this.
While
it was a big
he was
hit.
Doing it.
It was a big hit there. That's all I'm saying.
You usually do that to dogs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know why I mentioned that.
So what? I'm confused. You need nitrous to get your teeth cleaned?
He doesn't need nitrous for anything. He likes nitrous.
I need it.
You don't need it.
And I like it.
You don't need it.
You haven't had your chest opened like a blooming onion at
You're
the
right.
Outback.
I haven't.
And when I
But I've had
back,
braces.
How is that?
I have a question.
You know,
no, I have a question.
Everything from the past 2 weeks just came flooding back in that instant.
No.
I haven't had heart surgery, but I've had braces.
Okay, he's talking like he's defending his stance here, saying you haven't had you weren't awake for the thing.
No, God,
you were
no.
out.
No,
it's not
no,
like you
no.
were there.
I think that he,
you
but
there,
he
but.
Equates laying flat on his back
and leaning back
and people looking over him with his heart surgery,
which was how many years ago? 15.
And he has to go to the dentist alone, and he was alone for his heart surgery.
Oh, nobody was there to hold his hand.
No, nope.
Wow.
Nobody.
Oh. Wow,
okay. Nobody.
That is a story. I didn't know we were going to tell those kind of stories. Are we going to tell those private stories?
I just feel
you've been disappointed by someone important to you at the time.
I just feel a little shitty.
You want to do that?
I just felt like being shitty.
You want to do that?
Really? You're going to throw me in those stories?
No,
I graduated to those.
Not you.
Okay.
No.
So Tom has this bistro box from Starbucks over here.
Oh, you mean just like
the protein box?
The clear. Okay.
Yeah. And
what's in it?
He didn't eat his biscuit, and I want to eat it.
Well, it's a Friday. Do it.
Okay.
Go get
the biscuit.
What kind of biscuit?
So today could be the best. Today could be the best. No, it's not crunchy, though.
I
It's a soft. Is the peanut butter in there? Uh-huh. He probably doesn't like the peanut butter too.
I keep the peanut butter in my purse, actually.
You do?
Mm-hmm. If my sugar gets low.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Sorry.
My sugar never gets low. We need to talk at some point. And
oh God.
That's the trick chair. Trick chair. Jessica's sitting in.
Let me see the biscuit. Is it like a?
It looks
it's
like
not a bit. I don't know what it is.
It looks like a half.
It's
a muffin.
It's like an English muffin, is what it looks
kind
like.
Kind of, but it's got raisins in it. It's ooh, just barely sweet.
Are you pro raisin anything?
I am.
Like I could. You throw raisin in it. I don't care.
I put raisins.
You put
on my
raisins
salad.
On a salad. That's where that crosses.
I'll
the
put
line
craisins. From. I'll put dried blueberries.
I'm not a craisin guy.
Salad.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I put craisins in about every salad. If it's a non-ranch dressing.
Yeah.
If it's a vinaigrette, oh, craisins. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Don't you always have craisins under your desk?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
I thought you always had a big bag of craisins.
At some point during this episode, we need to talk about the episode coming up immediately following this one that we're all very excited about.
Okay. We'll get to that.
Well, are you sure you want to do that? Because we don't know what order we'll release these in.
Nah. Yes, we will.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. We will.
Really?
I thought we were talking about raisins.
We were.
Matt, my buddy Matt.
So I shit on everything by mentioning another
episode. No.
Fuck this. I'm the leader.
Man, he is right on the line of being in a bad mood.
What are you talking about?
I had to come
not.
In and put my arm around him and go, hey, little buddy, you okay?
Want to float me a toy?
I didn't need money.
Oh.
But if you got some.
You get paid for being on the broadcast, remember?
I know.
All right. Are you eating a banana? Is everybody eating something now on the show? Is that what's happening?
I'm being quiet about it.
Jason's eating a banana. She's
well, we are kind of doing this at lunchtime, and I'm very...
creature of habit.
Frail, I guess. I have to have my three meals a day.
What do you weigh?
And six snacks.
Can I guess what you weigh, or would you...
Yes.
Would
these
you,
sun chips are bite-sized.
I don't know. I don't know if you want to say it out loud.
I'll admit
what it is.
I bet you weigh 100.
142.
No. I bet you weigh 162.
There's no way he weighs 160 pounds.
150.
Motherfucker. He weighs less than
150.
Me.
150. No kidding.
There's nothing to me, though. That's
I outweigh you by 100 pounds, and we're practically
much
the same
taller?
Height.
How taller? Are you? Are you guys the same height?
Here, no, Chick's taller than me.
I'm not that much taller.
No, I'm not even 6 foot.
Jason's not even.
I'm 5'11 and a half.
I'd say 5'1 and a half.
Stand back to back. That's the way you do it. No. Oh, it's not that much, is it? He's got to be a couple inches.
Yeah, you're about an inch and a half taller than him.
Your butt's touching mine.
Okay, I kind of locked it. Right. No, I listen, and I am my, a lot of times the male. Don't you tip somewhat mimic your mom's dad?
I think so.
Height
and hair pattern.
Not this guy.
Not you. See, no. I am. I am my.
Really?
I am my papaw.
I skipped everything on my mom's side, thankfully, except my emotional state. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Should we ring the bell every time something in that realm comes up?
Which one?
You mean my psychotic behavior that I'm trying that I battle every minute?
No, the mother thing. Because it's...
I want a mom bell. If he gets a mom bell, I get a mom bell.
Yeah, well, yours is every day.
Stop being so angry. Throw shit at me. Damn it.
I thought that was just a little bell, but...
No, it was a big fucking bell.
Well, no, here's the big
that bell.
This bell?
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, my God!
I knew I wasn't going to hit you with it.
Did you know?
Hey, don't hit the mic, lady.
You're throwing stuff.
You don't bring up your mom much. Nah. You just have to, because you have to deal with her on a daily basis.
Well,
Chick doesn't have that
listens.
Anymore.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah. I pulled the plug on her like starting a mower.
No, you didn't.
Don't you know how many times you've said that?
Have I?
A lot.
Not on the podcast.
No, but in the hall, I've seen it. And I think on the big show, too. I think.
That's an Elaine line.
Is it really?
In reference to who?
Kramer watched the Coma, that Coma movie, and he made Elaine promise that if he was awake, but no, he couldn't eat.
Right. There are all these scenarios, right?
All these different scenarios, and Elaine was in charge of pulling the plug. And they came up with a scenario, and they looked at Elaine and said, You gotta yank that plug like you're starting a mower.
Huh. I think if somebody made me their plug puller, I'd do it. I could do it.
I don't think that's what it's called legally, plug puller.
Do you follow Modern Seinfeld?
Yes.
I love. I mean, those
scenarios. Those scenarios
are
that,
absolutely
beautiful.
And yeah, it, mm-hmm. I mean, really, literally, you could take those and do a whole season. Mm-hmm. And whatever they've done the last 6 months,
true.
Make a season out
it's
of it.
It's true.
I'm a big fan. What have we been talking about?
We need to address a couple things.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Our next podcast will feature the one, the only Jeff Garlin from
so
Curb Your
excited.
Enthusiasm. Jess is a big fan. I, too, love him to death. And then the podcast after that, I think, somewhere in there.
Are you allowed to say that?
Well, we're going to talk about this.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Let's
so
go
is this
to the
podcast
email.
Where we talk about
podcasts.
Future podcasts?
That's exactly right. We're going to call this episode Future Podcasts. Let's talk about future podcasts.
Go. I think you're supposed to read those emails. There's probably a segue somewhere. Right? Yeah.
For one of them, maybe, yeah.
Dear Chick, Jess, and that guy.
Oh, I don't like that.
Mm.
I made it up. My sanity, it says. Thank you for your podcast. I deliver papers in Indianapolis, and all three of you do an amazing job of keeping me sane or being as insane as I am. You all make me feel normal. Well, except Jason. He's so normal, it scares me a little.
Lol.
I've had a man crush on Chick since about 98 or 99. I used to hear Jason on his sports show on my way back from classes. Love that show. And Jess is an amazing new personality.
Mm-hmm.
You taking a compliment like I do. That seems like one of the coolest chicks out there.
Aw.
Keep up the good work, my friends. In my head, at least. James Yates. P.S. I heard Mark Maron mention he might be on when he's in town soon. Any truth to that?
He mentioned on his podcast? Shut the fuck up.
Yes, he did. And
you know, Mark and I are going to bond.
He will indeed be on a future podcast.
I have something you two don't.
What do you got?
Intelligence.
Oh, please.
Emotional stability?
Well,
perspective?
Okay, there's that.
A loving relationship.
Maturity.
Oh, is that...
Well, you have to define loving at this point.
I met him and Aaliyah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Well,
I love you too, shithead.
No,
I'm
but
saying.
It's just that's what I meant by you have to define loving. It's just a different plane right now.
I just
meant
like they've been married and they love each other and they have it figured out.
Right. We don't have it figured out yet.
Okay. No, let's not do this right now.
Don't be retarded. I will smack. I will smack the shit out of you.
I didn't say anything.
Watch me piss her off. You ready?
I think you've already done it.
I'm not pissed yet. Go.
Let's play. Let's purposely piss Jess off.
Okay.
I know how this movie ends, okay? You might not, but I do.
What I fucking tell you guys? What did I tell you guys?
What did I fucking tell you?
Oh, every time with the fucking movies.
Okay, we done?
That didn't make me... I thought you were really going to make me mad.
Oh, no. I wouldn't really make you mad. Oh, God, no. Not on purpose.
Mark what?
Mark and I are both cat guys.
Yes, he is a cat guy. And I think Mark lost a cat, actually.
Oh, my.
He went away.
I'm glad we're having this pre-meeting.
So would it be really weird of me to bring pictures of my cats?
No, he would love that.
I ought to do that.
He would love that. Okay.
I feel like I should get a cat. So I can podcast. Be a part of this.
Hang on.
Chick is house-sitting a cat.
Oh, God. Oh, here's an...
At your house?
Yes.
My favorite, as I refer to it...
Don't even say ex-wife because she's your friend. She's one of your best friends.
Favorite ex-wife and friend. Best
dear friend. Numero dos.
Dos is what I call her.
We should. Call her Junior.
Dos. Yeah.
Junior.
Has a cat that is giant. My daughter, her daughter, our daughter... is in town for spring break, and I was over there a couple nights ago, and we had dinner, and this cat is the size of a small dog.
Okay.
He's the size of little Jerry Seinfeld.
Little Yeti? Yeah.
He looks like a dog with a glove on its head. Anyway, this cat, Bruno, is coming to spend 10 days with...
that Shay Chick.
At Wonderland.
No, we got to go into this. I don't... Your house isn't
good?
Really cat proof.
You have to proof a hat well, house for a cat
and a hat. And another thing, he evidently can jump amazing heights
for his weight.
You know my mantle.
Mm-hmm.
He can evidently jump up to
he
that
can't
mantle.
Jump on your mantle.
She goes, "You're gonna have to move all these pictures." He's gonna knock it. And this cat's favorite thing is if there's any kind of vessel with water in it.
Yeah, knock it
a
over.
A glass. I'm not sure what other vessel there would be with mm-hmm. water in it.
A fishbowl?
Fishbowl. Uh-huh. Knocks the water off. Knocks the thing over. Water goes everywhere.
Does he like baths?
He loves it. No, but this cat is a Maine Coon cat, and apparently...
You keep saying that like I know what that is.
They're giant cats. They grow for like 4 years, and they love water, and they have giant tails. This cat has a tail like
it's a raccoon.
A boa constrictor.
It's not a cat.
I was going to say, I think you have a raccoon.
And it always looks high. Like if you look at it, it does this back.
I like those kind of cats better than the asshole cats.
Here's my question.
Oh, I hate Siamese cats. I hate the
asshole cats. No, cats either look like assholes or they look like totally
cool. I thought you
meant
you could see their asshole when they turn around and walk.
No.
I hate those.
When are you getting this cat?
She's you want me to put a date on it?
She's going to London.
April 10th.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you'd have it before
no,
Mark
I won't
came
have
on.
It when Mark's here.
Oh, okay. Mark is not going to be here.
But we could talk about it then.
I've got a picture of that cat I can show
Butch?
You.
What's his name?
Bruno.
Bruno, sorry.
Thanks for paying attention. I appreciate it.
No. I've been at your house. I don't see... I don't know. I don't see a cat in your house.
I got a door. I can shut the door.
You're
to
gone
the...
in the mornings. You're going to come home and you're going to walk in.
Also, that week I'll be in.
I am wildly allergic to cats.
Also, April 11th, 12th or 13th that weekend, I'm going to be at Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
So you're going to be gone?
Ed Carney, Nebraska.
Am I going to have to take
Friday,
care of that
Saturday.
Cat?
You might have to come over and check on it.
Jason, you live closer.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of on my way home, so.
Yeah, and you like cats. And you won't sneeze when.
Yeah, I will. My eyes will swell shut. Swell shut.
Oh, couldn't we put that picture up of you?
No.
From the cat?
Mm-mm.
Please?
No. Do you have it?
Well, yeah, somewhere.
I don't have it.
What happened?
My eye was just like one side. I don't know how one side of my face. This was swollen. This not running out of this nostril.
It looks like she'd gone fought with Tyson.
It was.
It was hilarious.
It was terrible.
Why did you get near this cat?
It was at my Aunt Susie's house, and she always says, well, I'll put it outside, and I'm going to go. I always tell her the hair and the dander is already,
in, the already
house. In the house. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But for people who aren't allergic, they don't get it. And she just, and so she's like, it's fine. And I have about an hour and a half. I can be there for about an hour and a half. And then Chick will look at me, and I'm like I'm wheezing.
Okay, we
got to
go. And here's another problem. She comes from a family of bad leavers.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Bad leavers and bad goodbyers.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
hey, I
got
to go. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you one more 20-minute story, and then you can go. Okay,
it's
bye.
It's like, Jason, you know, when we get off the phone, okay, mm-hmm. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah,
all right,
bye.
I come from a bad family. I am not a bad leaver. Well, I'm a horrible leaver. I'm not a bad hang-upper. I can hang up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but when
true.
It comes to leaving, I go in and out of the house 3 or 4 times, forget something.
Always forget something.
Okay.
Inefficient
terrible.
Leaver is what you're...
Yeah.
Another email. Greetings, Chick, Jess, and Jason. I grew up in Indiana, grew up on Q95 and Bob and Tom, then left the area about 15 years ago working with a Christian mission in Tegucigalpa, Honduras.
What the hell does he do listening to us?
And stumbled upon OTA via iTunes. Probably
he's down there now.
Not even close to your southernmost listener, but I am here representing. Hello. Central America, in case. No ass kissing here. Just wanted to give some appreciation for the podcast. Mature, funny, interesting, and having guests on, some of who I do not know, but some that bring back many memories, like Dr. Will and Jay Baker.
Aww.
Might I be so bold as to request some future guests like Mad Dog and or Ace Cosby? That is certainly in the works there, Felipe.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a chick story.
Uh-oh.
I was just thinking, uh-oh. I'm under no illusions you would remember this at all. It was at some point in the later 80s, and I'm sure Jess has something to add to this story, so hang on. I was downtown with my parents at Union Station, and you were making a public appearance. I watched after you finished your official duties. You were going to leave with most people still paying attention to the event.
Aw.
That's me, all right. I was across the street so I could see you leaving, but with no one really watching, you proceeded to stop in the middle of the street and pretend like you were a traffic cop giving direction, and then just stop all traffic by holding out your hands and saying something to the effect of celebrity crossing, and then proceeded to the other side. It was empowering to me as an otherwise introvert and a teenager to just do random things like that in public, just have some fun. That's from Felipe Colby.
That's funny.
I have no remembrance of that whatsoever. But Jess has a Union Station story.
Well, Union Station is downtown Indy.
It is.
In the late 80s, early 90s, it was
under a hopping fucking place.
Revitalization. Yeah. They opened it up.
They had the haunted train there from the Children's Museum sponsored a haunted train. Yeah. I did, and we had to be escorted out of the middle of the haunted train because my cousin lost her shit.
Do I know that cousin that lost her shit?
It was Kristen.
Kristen, oh, yeah. Okay.
She was on my dad's, like, she, my dad was holding her. She was obviously too young to be in there.
Okay.
And my dad was holding her, and when we got out of the, I'm going to say she was probably like 4 or 5.
So you would have been 7?
Yeah.
7 or 8. So did you look at her and say, stop losing your shit at
no,
7 or 8?
No, I didn't because, so there's 4 kids that go in with dad, or yeah, there's 4. Me, my brother, my cousin Kristen, and my cousin Stephanie. And so finally my dad grabbed a guy in a mask. We're halfway through and he goes, I need you to show me how to get out now. And he's like, and my dad's like, no, asshole, we got to get out of here. And so
you can't reason with a performer to haunt a train. No. You just can't.
Yeah, so when
he's on the clock.
So I remember, yeah. I didn't know where everybody else was because it's dark. So when we walk out, I look up. My cousin Kristen is sitting on my dad's shoulder and like over the top of his head. Like her stomach is on top of his head. And she's just on his face.
Like that Warner Brothers cartoon. There's a cat that jumps on somebody's head.
Yep.
Yeah. Sylvester in the haunted house.
My cousin Stephanie has a hold of his arm, like death grip, like hanging from his elbow. And I'm sitting on one shoe and my brother's sitting on the other shoe. walking out of the haunted train. Yeah.
That would have been an awesome visual.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
I thought you were going to tell the hula story.
There is a hula story, too, though. When Chick was doing all his appearances at Union Station, I, too, did dances. I did hula dances with a hula instructor at there. And I remember Chick being there and broadcasting on Saturdays.
And among many, one of the many cute things she does is say hula.
Hula.
And boot.
A hula hoop.
Hula hoop.
So, boots. We did hula dances.
Could you still do hula hoop?
No, I can't do a hula hoop. Sure, I can't. I can do hula.
Oh, it's a hula.
Because I had really long hair and I looked...
Samoan.
Yeah, kind of.
Hawaiian.
So,
when did your hips kick in?
It was not until after I had kids, to be really honest.
That's not true.
Yes, it is true. I was built like pink, like a boy. I'll find pictures.
Okay,
and
you know
I'll
what?
Show you guys.
You know what? What you've got going on now, there's no way it just started.
It happened after
I had kids. I had a decent little ass when I was in high school.
There you go.
In college, but it wasn't until after I had kids that I got as curvaceous on the bottom as I did.
Can we possibly talk about anything? Dear guys, this is titled C-section.
Oh, no.
You guys are killing me with your description of a C-section. The only organ that comes out is the uterus, where the baby is. Now, I thought Tommy Jonigan said they take everything out.
I didn't. Maybe Tommy's partner had a different situation. Maybe she had to have things moved around. I don't know.
You would think they would be more attached to inside your body, and they wouldn't be able to lift them out of and set them on your chest.
But yeah, I was hoping.
This lady says, as a nurse anesthetist, she puts them to sleep. I can assure you that's the only thing being taken out is the uterus. The kidneys are well behind it and the liver way above it. The bowels just get pushed up and out of the way, just so you know. Still a big fan, Cindy Flick.
Even though you guys don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Are stupid, still a big fan. Jason. Hello from Ball State, Chick, Jess, and Jason. I just wanted to say thanks for you guys for being awesome. Thank you. Thank you for telling us we're awesome. I'm an architecture student at Ball State and always need something to help me get through the long hours of studio work. I've been a Bob and Tom fan for a long time. I found out about your podcast. I was instantly hooked. I'm one of those people who hates social media. And the narcissistic dipshits that think I need to see a picture of every single thing they do.
I love the dipshit term.
In their pointless, shitty lives. That being said, I want you to know that against my better judgment, I created the Twitter account just so I could follow you.
I think this guy just tweeted me yesterday or the day before.
Is his name Spencer?
I don't know, but I'll check.
I haven't even told my fiance I have it because then she would follow me.
Oh, Spencer. God damn it. That's a bad idea.
Then her stupid friends would follow me and involve me in shit that I would undoubtedly hate. Moral of the story is you guys are special. Thanks for the laughs. It's always nice to listen to someone who truly enjoys what they do. That is from Spencer. You are welcome.
See, this is what you're doing to people.
Mm-hmm. Making them get on Twitter.
Anti-Twitter or whatever. Mm-hmm. And because of the podcast, he wants to know stuff. So he's like, all right, he's probably following one person, maybe two, and Jess.
What about...
Some guy got a little huffy with me and said, the only directions on my deodorant are apply under arm. Okay. Mine doesn't say that. Mine says apply in the morning or in the evening.
I love that when they're listening to the podcast and they think that we're doing the podcast when they're listening to it and they tweet us like, what'd you say? Fill in the blank. And I'm like looking at this tweet and go, what the heck? I remember.
Yeah, it took me a minute.
Will you tell Jason to stop?
I found my college roommate on Twitter. Which that was exciting. Yeah. Liz is her name.
Have you told any stories about her on here?
Probably not. She was my, it was a random. Like I just,
Potluck.
Potluck.
We always call it. Mm-hmm.
It makes me hungry when I say potluck. But it was my sophomore year, and we just kind of ended up together, and she is from the Notre Dame area, and she worked for a Bob and Tom affiliate in Florida for a long time after graduation.
Oh, that's the girl?
Yeah, and now she is like a promoter and coordinator of events and stuff at Notre Dame for the students.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm really happy for her.
Huh.
Dear Chick, Jess, and Jason, but I'm especially talking to you. Chicky McGee.
Chicky.
Could you do me a favor? Make a podcast that is 8 hours long. I need something. Need something to get me through work. I enjoy my job. Just can't stand the women talking. I love what you do. I listen to you on Bob and Tom every morning on my way to work. And once I get to my cubicle, I download your podcast while filling up my coffee mug. Please work on that 8-hour podcast thing. I'll love you even more. Love what you do. Sammy Joe.
What's the longest podcast you think we could do?
I don't know. Let's do a thon.
When Jimmy does a podcast, the thon or whatever, how long is that?
I don't know.
He invited
days?
Me to do it last
days?
Year.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think it's days.
12 hours?
Maybe.
I bet 12 hours.
Yeah. I don't see Jimmy sitting down for longer than 12 hours. He'd get weirded out.
I mean,
they don't sit there the whole time. Didn't you guys used to do an all-day thing?
We used to do an all-night thing.
Did you really?
Well, we created the illusion it was on all night, but we weren't actually here all night. Did I just say that out loud?
Are you not supposed to say
that?
The
best part, that was one of my favorite things here, was we would end it, because they would start 6 in the morning and end at 6 in the evening. This is probably...
Well, that one used to go from 6 in the morning till 10:30 the next day.
Yeah, but Bob and Tom would be on 6 to 6.
Right.
And you and Christy as well. Right. And we would always, how would we always end the show?
Pat Benatar. Love is a battlefield.
And we would just play sound effects.
Sound effects. When the battlefield would start.
And when we moved in this episode.
Explosions and machine guns.
And Christy had to leave a little early. And I got to mess with her her soundboard.
Whew, glad you said that.
Me too.
And that was like the best part of the day. I was waiting to do that. And I remember we got those Mr. Sound Effects. I put that in quotes.
Oh, yeah.
That was an exciting time. Yes, that was one of the last ones we ever did.
I think I was here for the last
one. You might have been in here. Yeah. Because that was about 05, 06. We did it in here.
Yeah. And it was, I just was excited because this place wasn't like a fucking bank after 10:30.
Yeah. People go, that's a great, you come here about 2 in the afternoon. It's like any other place.
It's
pretty quiet and lonely.
It's a lot more quiet. Yeah.
Very, very quiet. Except now, because that's when we do the podcast.
Well.
Now it's a big
party. It's like we have a lot of people here watching us
or
something.
That's true. And that's the way we like it.
You wouldn't do this in front of an audience, right?
Should we have somebody come in and watch the show?
I would. We could have people watch through the window. Or we could line them up.
$100 a piece?
We need an intern. We need a summer off-the-air intern.
Hey, that reminds me of what I'm thinking
of. Get me food?
Check the post office box.
Okay. They could go check the post office box.
Dear Chick, Jess, and Jason, especially Chick, I want to play poker with you. Mm-hmm. I'm very nice and take showers and such, so I'm likely not going to offend anyone. I can bring treats and beverages as well. I don't have friends that play poker, but I thoroughly enjoy playing with complete strangers who probably don't want me there. It would be very delightful. I know how this guy feels because you guys don't want me to play poker with you either.
I don't play poker.
Or euchre or whatever the hell you're supposedly. Just think about it. Just say yes. I won't talk if you prefer. I'll just say poker stuff like raise, call, and fuck, I fold. I just want to play some poker like a good old herpes-free American. Holy moly. You like America, right? Sure, I like America. That's from Jeremy.
What's your favorite part about America?
Me?
Yeah.
That no matter where you go in this country, it all looks the same.
That's not true.
What? What does that mean? Is that a line from something?
Yeah, I think John Mellencamp told me that.
I think I'd really
want
to be born anywhere else.
Yeah. Feels like home, I guess. America feels like home, right?
I mean, it's those little things of, you know, you get in your car, you can go wherever you want.
And I guess that's more why I like Indianapolis, though.
You can get anywhere in 20 minutes.
Yeah, you can't do that in Des Moines.
I don't know anything about Des Moines. I mean, I know that I was downtown Indianapolis, and in 15 minutes, I was on the north side here in this studio.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I could be at the airport in 45 minutes, and it's on the complete opposite side of town.
And it takes faster. You 45?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Faster to go to the airport, get to the airport. Taking 465
and it is cut across on 70.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. It is weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how they do that, but they did.
How they do that?
Somebody does that.
The civil engineers?
That's my... I don't know what you're talking about now, but somebody was in charge of that.
Mm-hmm. They did good.
They did good.
I went to New York in college one time, and I thought I was going to move there, and it was going to be great. And then I got there, and I was like, I don't want to be here.
A lot of people.
Yeah. And I was like, Indianapolis is as big city as I get.
This is a big city.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is a big city.
No, it's average.
It's
I think it's the 11th largest
11
city.
11 or 12. I was about to
is
say
it
12.
Really?
Yeah, 11 mm-hmm. or 12. Yeah.
No way.
Technically, with the, 11th
with
largest
the metro.
City. Yeah. We don't have much of a metro.
Oh, gotcha,
we'd be
gotcha,
a bigger
gotcha.
We'd be a bigger city if we had a larger metro. I don't know why I'm talking about it. Like San Francisco is a smaller city than Indianapolis, but they have more people in the metro. Am I getting that right?
Well, does it include Oakland and everything? I mean,
I don't think
it's
we
all
should
one
include
big
Oakland in anything.
Okay.
Unless you're listening in Oakland, then thanks.
Then thanks. Thank you.
Thank you very
we
much.
We don't have any Oakland listeners.
We don't?
No, no. Actually, that's near Silicon Valley, so there's actually...
My friend Chris Messer listens.
There's a lot of...
The professor?
The Professor Messer. The
Professor Messer.
And Nick Pryor listens of Pryor Locks, if you guys ever need to have anything unlocked. Pryor
Is
Locks.
He here?
No.
Or he's in Oakland?
No, he's here. He's in Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
Indianapolis.
He's the guitar player for the Pork Pistols.
Nick.
Yeah.
That's not...
If Ron Sexton was here as Donnie Baker, I can fucking say who Nick Pryor is.
That's Scotty Winkler.
Yeah, it is Scotty
Whatever.
Winkler.
Or whoever.
You know who was the original Scotty Winkler?
You.
Messer was.
On a couple of the bits.
On the bits, he is.
I'm Scotty Winkler.
Oh, that's
Do your
right.
Scotty Winkler voice.
I don't even know what... It's basically old Donnie.
That's it. That's exactly
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
You want to play a bit?
Do we have bits?
We have a bit with that I know I was on there.
Really?
We did these boat tours.
Wait a minute. If we play a bit, will that confuse everything?
And somebody will confuse everything.
Corner me in the hallway and go, it's okay that you do your podcast, but you probably shouldn't put any of the bits on it.
I think everybody knows whose voice you're doing there.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Did that all just slip out just now?
We do have to time play one of the ones. I want to hear Shido's. That was the very first bit I ever did.
You have Shido's?
We can't play that anymore.
Yeah, we can.
No, you guys can't play it on
the
radio
anymore. No, we
can't
play it on the radio anymore.
It was horrible.
Why can't we play Shido's on the air?
I don't know
it
what happened.
It was a little edgy for the era.
I guess
really?
You never know. They might
After
be able
fact.
To now.
Yeah, probably but now, but that was...
When we had a cleansing.
There was a cleanse. And you, if I just wish that somebody would have been in there recording when Dean was coaching me through this
Dean's
Spanish
so good.
Accent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but he couldn't help. He couldn't help me. He could not help me with this
And
one.
You sure you're not on the Charles Manson
That's not me.
Thanksgiving.
I know that's not
I
me.
I got confirmation from Dean that's definitely not her.
Huh.
Oh, actually it was, I know who it was. He told me who it was, yeah.
Are the initials S-C?
S-Q?
I don't know who that is.
She got married. That's
okay.
What it was.
Okay,
yes.
All right. I know who it is then. All right. Well, go ahead and play. Go ahead
Hi,
and play
Tammy.
Cheetos.
How are things in the produce department today?
Wait a minute. Stop it. I'm not feeling Stop it and go back. Oh, my gosh. This is the wonderful co-host of the Off the
You guys,
podcast.
I don't want to listen. Now I'm embarrassed.
No. The first voice you hear will be Jess doing a Spanish accent.
And our good friend.
As a kid,
and,
it sounds
it
like.
It is. And our good friend, Tammy Pescatelli. Is on this with me, actually.
And what's your first line? Hi, Tammy. How are things in the produce department?
I don't know.
I think that, okay, let's sit back and listen. Yeah.
Hi, Tammy. How are things in the produce department today?
To be honest, Maria, I'm not feeling well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Are you sick?
Actually, I'm constipated.
Constipation. It's a terrible feeling. But don't take those nasty tasting laxatives or drink those putrid fiber drinks. Now, thanks to Roberto y Tomas Foods, you can become regular.
Are you going
to
talk again?
Enjoying
That's what I'm
a
listening
tasty
for.
Snack.
Yeah.
Here's something you should try, Tammy.
A tortilla chip? I don't think so, Maria. I'm not really feeling very hungry.
Oh, but this is a different snack chip, Tammy. It promotes regularity.
What are they called?
Cheetos.
Cheetos.
That's right. Cheetos. And Cheetos can have you back to feeling like your normal self.
How is this not on the air anymore?
Eat a handful before going to bed.
It's tragic.
Let Cheetos work their magic overnight.
Okay. Feeling better today, Tim?
I sure am. Thanks to you and Cheetos.
They work, don't they?
Do they ever. Cheetos taste great and works fast. I had a few more on the way out of the house this morning, and
What's happening? Oh, she shit herself. Okay.
The snack chip that relieves constipation. Cheetos. In three great flavors.
Isn't that terrible?
Including Cool Stool Ranch, cut in nacho cheese.
You know, it's funny.
And of course, very regular. Try Cheetos today.
It's funny because we'll play those old bits and I'll hear, you know, the guys and me, and I think, we do sound younger, but you sound really
Did
young.
I really sound really young?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what Dean was having you kind of go for a
Probably,
little bit.
Probably,
But then again, maybe Jess as Maria mm-hmm. becomes a little younger.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was 11 years ago.
That because when...
I was an intern in 02.
No, you're right. You know what? That was done back there. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When Christy does an old lady accent, she goes into a Southern accent for some reason.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was dead on.
No.
I think it... No, when she does her, like, the bingo thing...
The bingo... Oh, I think I threw out my hip. Yeah, she goes into a Southern
It's a little bit Southern old lady. Yeah. No, her voice, when you hear you guys in the late 80s and stuff, all four of you sound so different.
It's different.
It's different.
Yeah. Hi, Tammy. God, stop it!
We need to have that handy.
That's terrible. Oh, my gosh.
I'm so glad we played. I haven't heard that in forever.
No.
That was great.
I hadn't heard it since it probably aired. And then...
I forgot all about it.
I'm trying to think of the other ones I've done.
Chick McGee for Congress.
Chick McGee for Congress. That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
And...
STD Florist.
STD Florist. Everybody usually asks about that one. And then... There's another one that I did, and it was produced by our good friend Marty Bender, and I'm not going to cry this time.
Well, that's good.
And but it was like the haunted wife, or it was something about Halloween, mm-hmm. and I just fucking cussed through the whole thing, and they just beep it out, and I was just, and my dad heard it that morning, and he was like, "Do you really think that?" Because I said, "Goddamn."
Oh.
Yeah, and he was like, "Do you really think that's necessary?" Yeah,
but it beeped.
It beeped.
You never know what Dean, you know, Dean had kids say things and then he beeped them, but
sounded
like
weren't cursing.
Yeah, they
weren't
cursing.
Right.
I did
say goddamn.
Is that his story?
No, I've been there.
No, but Marty was in there and Marty was like, Marty started to giggle because I was just saying all these horrible words. And
I've asked Marty to be on the podcast.
And he said, up yours.
Four times. And he said no every time.
I know.
So usually
I don't
about
blame
the
him.
Fifth or seventh time, he'll say yes.
But that's the thing.
Once he got in here, what would he do? I don't know if he'd say much.
This isn't, Marty is not an on-air personality. And he's not one to talk about now.
Yeah, in Cincinnati.
Bender and Fingers. That's how I came up with Bender.
Really?
Eddie mm-hmm. Fingers was already on the air. And you know Marty. Well, Bender Fingers would be funny. So Bender Fingers.
on Twitter, he used to be, I don't know if he still is, but he was Marty Bender Over. Mm-hmm. That was his AIM name, too.
That's right. Was it? He was never, maybe he wasn't my AIM, now that I think about it.
We had a, in high school, we had four different little pods that you would have, study halls.
Yeah.
But you could sign up to go to the library, which was in the middle. And there was just a limited number of signups in each of them, and you could go to the library. And I mean, that's how you kind of get to see your buddies, you know, if they're assigned to a different one. And my buddy Bob, he would always like put fake names on there.
Right.
And he can still promote immaturity like no one else.
Mm-hmm.
And he put the classic Ben Dover on it. And this might have been the greatest moment of his life, because he'd been trying stuff all year long. Finally,
she finally read it out loud.
The aide in the library finally goes, and she goes, I don't know who this is. Is there a Ben Dover? And Bob jumps out of his chair, does the classic
bend over.
He sure is.
Zingo.
That was probably the happiest moment in his life.
Well, Marty also was Peter Gozinia on the air.
No, he wasn't.
No.
Yep. And Red Ruffensore. He would deliver new music, I think, as... Was it Red? I think it was Red. Hi, everybody. Red Ruffensore. I got a new cut here from Led Zeppelin or whoever it would be.
And oh, I know that Marty.
When was
voice.
This?
Yeah.
Was this in Cincy?
No, it was here. Marty used to do bits with us on the air every now and then. Yeah.
He did.
See, we're talking about. We need to have him on the air. We need
He's
to.
He's not going
to
do it, and I don't blame him. I wouldn't come in here and do it either.
Oh, he'll do it.
No, he won't.
You know how Marty. You know how hard it is to get her here every time.
Yeah, that is tough.
Yeah, that was a pain in the... What? What are we... Really?
It does seem kind of like a hassle to get me here. I got stuff going on.
Evidently.
I have a similar Bob story. Mm-hmm. We had a teacher, Mrs. Emsweller, and she was a substitute.
Oh, no.
And I got in trouble. And it was one of these weird things where I was a junior in high school, and I had to sign up for an extra class. So I signed up for a computer class, and it just so happened that my little brother was a freshman, and he signed up, and we were in the same class, which was
that's
no
dangerous.
Good. It was no
that's
good.
That's awesome.
And so we were in there, and it was horrible. It was just, but so we got in trouble, and Mrs. Emsweller goes, "What's your name, young lady?" And I said, "Sharon Peters."
Yes.
And she wrote my name down.
How about that?
And Mr. Large, who is now the football coach at New Pal, said, Mr. Large.
That's a whole
great guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He came in the next day, and he was like, "Prosser, I know this issue." You're the only person that would do that.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Sharon Peters.
I never got
Now, where did you hear that
school?
From?
I don't know. Probably Bob and Tom.
Yeah. I bet it was.
I'm sure it was.
Sharon Peters.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the names.
I probably ripped you guys off a lot. A lot of people thought I was funny just because they didn't listen.
You have no idea.
I don't think Sharon Peters. I don't think anybody. Sharon Peters has been around for.
Yeah. But the thing, the source, sometimes it's always the source where you get it from. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, Jess and I included, those kind of things came from the show.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think if ever got in trouble. Well, I just told the Easter story. Yeah. I don't know if I told this. I told it on the podcast
recently. Yeah.
But that wasn't really high school related.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't get in trouble in high school.
No, neither did I. I burned a field down.
I got away.
You did junior high.
You caught a field on fire?
Oh, yeah. Burned it down.
Oh my god!
How did you do that?
Me and my buddy, his name is Jason as well, Jason Kirkman.
Did you have nicknames, Jason 1 and Jason 2, or Cool
no,
Jason?
He was kind of Kirkman. He was kind of Kirkman.
Yeah, that would probably be.
There were a lot of last name usage in high school. Yeah,
and honestly, when I was born, Jason was one of the most popular names. Mm-hmm. So I've been in classes where there was five or six Jasons.
I'm there with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Jessica. There was we're playing with matches, and I'm guessing this field was probably an acre-ish, maybe a little shy of an acre.
When was it a good idea to play with matches, Jason?
Well, apparently when it was dry outside, because we'd throw them down and try to stomp it out.
Right.
And you know, I don't know if you know this, if you throw it in the middle, it spreads out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that perimeter gets larger and larger.
Yeah.
And
that's what happened.
Lost it.
And did then, you get in trouble?
Oh, yeah. That was probably the most trouble I got into.
What kind of...
You know
of,
what? I'm glad you said... I need to ask my mom about this because I don't... I haven't talked... You know, it's no big deal now, of course, but I need to go back and ask her what was going through your mind when you... Because, I mean, it was a two-week, maybe a month grounding.
And you were in middle school?
Yeah. I was probably eighth grade.
Yeah.
I think it was about seventh or eighth.
But as a parent...
Oh,
as
I cried.
Oh, yeah.
We should have Parents' Day here on the Off the Air podcast. I'm all in favor of that. Parents' Day.
I'm not.
See, because neither one of my parents are...
We just put up a picture of your dad, your good-looking pop.
My hot dad, evidently.
Yeah, I need to pin your dad on hot old guys.
Okay. It's a little creepy. Why am I not up on hot old guys?
I'm looking for a good picture.
Because he's not old.
Do you want my Greg Hahn leather jacket picture? I like that one.
Oh, you think you look hot?
You said I look hot in that picture.
I don't remember. You have to show it to me.
All right.
Can I make a request?
No.
Yeah.
Can we stop this episode? Is that what you're going on?
No. I want someone who's able to do sort of a, what's those fancy pictures called? When you go to the mall?
Glamour shots.
Glamour shots. I want Chick to do a session with a glamour shot kind of thing. Leather jacket.
No.
V-neck shirt.
No.
We do need to have.
That would be awesome.
We need to have pictures taken of the three of us.
A photo session for the three of us that we could
You
release.
Know how much I love photo sessions?
I'm just saying.
About as much as I do.
Yeah.
Are we going to continue going on the road, or what happened to the live podcast?
Well, I don't know. You were in charge of that.
Well, the one I was in charge of got kiboshed behind the scenes by both of you, actually.
It did?
Mm-hmm.
By both of us?
By the one that we were going to do in a nearby state, neither one of you wanted to do it the night that they had offered. So
I don't. So
no.
It wasn't kiboshed. It was circumstance.
I thought you were going to say it was circumcised. So we're going to have to look for another venue for a Friday or Saturday
night.
That's
fine. Yeah, Friday or Saturday if you're in Ohio.
Friday or Saturday.
If you're in the Ohio area and you want us to come on a Friday or a Saturday, we are available. I hope.
Yeah.
Check your local schedules.
That's true.
Sorry. What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Jeff Garland coming up.
Mm-hmm.
On one of our episodes.
I'm going to feel real dumb. I just want to let you know.
You need to make this a life-changing moment for you.
Help me then, because I am in favor of life-changing moments. Like moments that will change my behavior for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Well, this is it. This is the one.
Could I, you'd like to see my list of life-changing moments that I've been through in the past? Jeff Garland coming up, and Mark Maron, the reason we're doing a podcast, I think.
Because
his was the first one I listened to. And
too. Sure.
So Mark Maron, I'm very excited.
Well, we know why Jason listens to Mark, because he loves cats.
That kitty cat.
Is there?
Do you have a kitty cat voice?
No, I don't have a kitty
Liar.
Cat.
Liar.
Yes, you do.
No, I just talk to Oliver and Maggie like they're people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what do you? Why do you got to be so stupid? You know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. I've told you.
Is
Oliver,
that how you talk to people?
No.
Wait a minute. That's how
I want to talk to people, and I do it to the cat.
That's how he talks to me.
I told you, Oliver and his whole...
What were we talking about the other day, and you gave me that voice? Now, what the hell do you want to do that for? I forget what it was.
Jason says that, it's like a parent. It's like you were like,
why would you do
shit,
that?
I'm in trouble.
Yeah,
yeah, that was it. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
I forget what it was now. You were at the house.
I can think of a couple things. No. We're not doing that.
So Oliver doesn't go bathroom in his litter box.
Or does he go outside?
Well, he was just peeing in the garage wherever he wanted to.
willy-nilly.
You know what? I'm the same way.
So we got tired of... We didn't know what the heck was going on. We checked to see if he had a kidney infection and all this stuff. And he was just fine. And we got fed up with it. And we put an empty tray, if you will, that uh-huh. still has 4 or 5 inches around it. But
like a boot tray.
Yeah.
Like where you put your boots when they're soiled. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Next morning, he had peed in it. So for the last 6 months, I've been cleaning this little tray because he pees and poops in this empty...
He doesn't like litter.
He doesn't like litter. After 13 years, apparently, he decided he didn't like litter. Now, here's the thing.
I hate this fucking litter. Will somebody get this shit out of
my body? I wouldn't want it stuck on me either.
I've caught him going number two,
uh-huh.
and he'll do it. He like hangs his leg.
Oh, my gosh. Can I get a picture of this?
And then he does... He'll do the...
Right.
Like,
but there's nothing there.
There's nothing in there.
What if you put dirt in there?
Well, he probably won't go. Hmm. He likes to clean. So luckily, I have a...
I like a clean seat.
I have
I
a garage sink right there, so I can when he pees, I can, you know. But I have to, if he poops, I got to take it in the house, you know, in the toilet.
We're gonna have a lot to talk with Mark Merritt.
Oh, it's gonna be all about cats. You guys probably don't even need to be here.
We shouldn't be here.
The cat that I'm cat sitting.
I bet he has. He's like horse side poop.
He likes to shit in the shower.
Oliver likes to drink the shower water.
This cat gets in the shower, and I'll get a phone call. Well, he did it again.
Did she really call you?
Shit in the shower. Yeah.
That's funny.
What do you call it?
So I'm going to have to shut the bathroom door.
What do you call it? Sometimes a dirty grumper, or what do you call it?
I take a grumpy?
A grumpy. Yeah. Okay. A kitty grumpy in the shower?
Because I hate it. I don't like it. And I have to take a shower afterwards.
It's genetic because you wait till the absolute last minute to do any sort of process like that.
Do you try to shut down the first couple times?
I do. You should see me. Because I will have, it's like, I think it's a control issue. Cause
it's absolutely the last minute.
It is. And I'll work out, and I'll be working out with my brother, and he's like, you're disgusting. And I was like, I can't help it.
So you're crop dusting?
A little. There's a lot of, between my Aunt Susie and me and my brother, it is a stinky place.
Okay, you know we're not going to cut that out.
I don't care. Girls fart.
Oh, my believe daughter, me. My daughter, girls fart.
My daughter farted coming out of the gym the other day.
You're an asshole for doing that. You should not have said that.
I shouldn't have said my daughter farts? Couldn't we cut that part out?
You are going to have to cut that out.
I'm not cutting that out.
There's no way we should cut that out. She's getting a little bit too cocky. That's my opinion.
Humbler with a fart
humbler
story.
Hey, I heard you farted coming out of the
gym.
Does
she actually listen?
She says she does.
Okay.
I haven't decided to give her, kind of the casual quiz.
quiz.
Right. Like, oh, really? Well, who's on the show with me? You know, one of those things.
Right.
She's very complimentary of everyone on the show, so I think she listens.
She's the, can I tell you a funny story?
Nope.
A little bit?
Nope, we're done.
All right, hit the music.
No, I want to hear a story.
Now, she's the first one to say, that's Jason of Matt and Jason.
That's her.
That is her invention.
Mm-hmm. Well, our friend.
And she was like 12 when she said that.
Yes, she was like, Well, I got an email this past Wednesday, from our friend David Lindquist.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, wow. Just realized you're Jason of Matt and Jason.
Mind blown. Of all those years, he didn't know.
He didn't know.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So and you are famous.
I sent him an email back. Wow, you've heard of Matt and Jason. Mind blown.
There you go. See, you're out there. You're in the pop culture.
Mm. You know when we said we weren't famous the other day?
We're not famous.
I know we're not.
He's famous.
But
that's not true.
I tweeted a picture of me at the Pacer game the other day where I was sitting, and some guy goes, man, when you and Jason said you weren't famous, you were kidding. Because my seats are so high.
That's
they
great.
They were pretty high. It was funny.
And it's funny that someone paid attention.
Uh-huh, I thought it was
And they
funny.
Put the two. You know what? You're right. Mm-hmm. If you were, you would be.
That's the kind of listeners we have.
Get low. They're attentive.
They're very attentive.
But if you go to a comedy show or possibly a concert nearby, sometimes we get pretty good seats.
Yeah, I don't like to sit up front for a comedy show.
Well,
if it's at the Mural or something.
Oh, you want to hear her latest reasoning? Ready?
God damn it.
Jeff Garlin, our next podcast coming up. He's at a comedy show, and I'm going to go see him do a stand-up. Jess says she doesn't want to go.
He goes, do you want to go? And I said, no, I don't want to go. Plus, he's going with a guy friend, and I don't need to be like hanging out.
Why not?
Because.
It's not just him.
Who else is going?
We've
you guys got dates?
Like a bunch of
There's
girls.
Gonna
you have double dates?
Double dates.
You going on a double date?
Yes, that's what I'm
date?
Doing. Yep.
I'll
be there.
Exactly right.
That's what's going to happen. I'll be there. I want to see this.
Man, that's going to be.
What?
Nothing.
What? Do you have a double date? Do you have dates planned? Are you dating?
No, I'm not dating.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sleeping with women?
No.
I love the pause.
Are you sleeping with men?
No. See, look how much more serious he
gets. What are you talking about? You were just as serious.
I can't believe we're an hour in and this is just now happening.
Wait a minute.
We got to do a whole other podcast now.
What? We need to go off the air so we can go off the air.
No,
can
what?
Can I ask a question?
What do you have? What's your what? Go.
Nothing.
Go.
Do it.
I got nothing.
Do it.
Dude, we haven't seen each other in 2 weeks and it's been a rough 2 weeks, hasn't it?
For me?
Yeah. No, I'm saying for me too. Has it for you, Jason?
It's been tough on him.
He has.
Yeah.
He's. I think though he
Let me tell you this.
He took it in. He's like, I'm going to do something about it.
Let me tell you this. There were rough moments, okay. But I didn't let them continue. I just leaned into it a little bit and got on the other side of it and
good.
Fuck it, you know? So
I'm glad. No, I'm happy.
I haven't addressed it, but yeah, I've noticed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have too.
He's a little more pensive.
I just noticed when I talk to you.
Am I pensive now?
No. But the last couple of weeks you have been. Like I was in here running the board for a couple of days. He was very, was into the show.
Not both days. Not all 3 days. Well.
I was only here two.
Why are we talking about this?
Because I just wanted to. I wanted to know if you're, you know, getting out there and doing your thing, picking up ladies, hanging out, having sex behind the alley cat or something.
Is that where they have sex? Is there an alley cat? What is the alley cat? I've heard of
that. It's a bar.
It's kind of a rough bar.
I don't know anything about it. I know it's
that's where the hockey players went, I always heard.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Messer goes when he's in town. He lives in San Francisco now.
Do you have his number? I don't have his phone number.
I do.
Can you give me his phone number?
Mm-hmm, I can give you his phone number.
You have Nick's number?
Oh, really?
I have Nick's number,
okay.
too.
All right.
Okay. Well.
Glad we got all this out.
No, so I don't want to go to Jeff Garland's show because Jeff Garland's going to be on our podcast. And if I get to sit here and talk to him with him a foot away from me, why would I want to go into a crowded room with a bunch of people and sit and watch him talk?
Because
I get my own private show right here.
Because
he's not going to put on a show for you.
At Morty's, it's more intimate than that. At Morty's, they have tater tots covered with sour cream. They're called tachos.
I don't eat dairy.
And they're... You don't eat
including
dairy.
Cheese?
I have not had I haven't.
Funny. You don't eat dairy. Well, that certainly doesn't apply to cheese.
No,
everyone
don't
eats
eat cheese.
I eat veggie cheese.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, me too.
It's rough. It sucks.
Is it out of choice or allergy?
It's not out of allergy. It's just discomfort.
Oh, okay.
It's out of crop dusting.
See, rewind 10 minutes.
We need to take a bunch of pictures with the look on my face and put them up on the
what's so sweet is that you still act surprised and you know what I'm about to say.
I'm still working on... I don't think I was that bad these past 2 weeks.
Did I not say that?
No, there's just times where I talk to you on the phone or we text and I could tell that your text was a little curt. And we had a pretty big blow up the first 2 weeks ago on Saturday. 2 weeks ago tomorrow, we had a pretty big blow up.
It was a Monday.
It was a Monday.
And you fucking started it.
I did. I fucking lost my shit. You're right, I did.
And what did I do though?
You said, okay, goodbye.
No, and we, yeah.
Don't
and
ever
we
fucking
said,
call me again.
And we
said,
no, and we said, what would we do if we were still together? We'd keep fighting.
And you said, let's just take
an hour, and you call me back. I go, okay, fine.
Yeah.
But what did I do when I called you back in an hour? I don't have anything more to add. I'll talk to you later.
That's exactly what happened. It was fine.
Oh, my God. See?
It was fine.
Things are changing.
Okay.
Are we done? What I meant to say was, are we fucking done? You know, I'm. And another thing, while we're on this subject, uh-huh. I'm getting tired of our best episodes being...
About you?
Hooked up to me almost having a nervous breakdown.
You're not having a nervous breakdown. Don't be dramatic.
Not right now.
When did you have a nervous... When were you about to have a nervous breakdown?
32.
You know, 32 was rougher than it might have... And it was rough.
It was rough.
Listening to it, but it was rougher in my head than it was...
I didn't think it was that bad.
See?
But I don't think anything's that bad.
Right.
No, but
right.
I think, unless
a bone is broken or someone is dead, it's not that bad.
The bone's not broken, is it?
I don't even have anything to say.
Alrighty. No.
I'm not trying to make you have a nervous breakdown. I'm just addressing that.
32, before I did it, I thought was going to be incredibly negative and awful.
You did?
Yeah, in my head.
But you're always on the defense.
And I'm always pessimistic, or is that the word? Or But as we were doing it, it became incredibly optimistic and hopeful, and mm-hmm. the sun will shine.
I wasn't going to make you look like an asshole.
Well, I'm not an asshole, so how could you make me look like an asshole?
I could make you look like a lot of things, but I'm not.
What does that mean?
You could tell horrible stories about me and make me look like a horrible person.
That's because they're all true.
Wow.
I'll just report the truth. No, I'm joking.
You know
obviously.
What I mean, though? Yeah, I mean, you could take something about somebody and manipulate it, make it sound really bad.
We all seem crazy if you want to say the right thing, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's just in the order that you say it and how you say it and the tone and, you know.
I've got something going on at my house, by the way, that I need to talk to you about real quick.
Right now?
How big is too big for a bath sheet?
A bath sheet?
A bath sheet.
What's a bath sheet?
It's something that he is obsessed with because he doesn't like normal sized towels.
Oh, it's a towel.
It's
okay.
A towel, yes. But they call them bath sheets.
Because they're the size of it. It's a twin size bed. No, it's the size of a twin size bed.
Seriously, what? I'm not joking.
That's not a joke.
The dimensions of this towel, 50 by 74.
Well, that's basic.
That's a full size bed.
Yeah, it could almost cover a regular size bed.
It's basically an oversized beach towel.
Yes.
Yeah, they have those, like a big beach towel. It's like four beach towels.
But the key is you got to put it on the, you know, hang it up.
Where do
somewhere.
You do
no, I do
with
that.
It?
I hang it up on the shower rod so it dries out. But it's also very thick and it's kind of heavy when you get out of it.
It's your house. You can have whatever you want.
But this seems too big. I might. But they were like, they're really.
You can dry your ass on the carpet if you want. It doesn't matter. Do whatever you want.
I've started doing that, actually. I don't know if that's...
Or with the cat. When the cat comes over, you can insanity. Just rub the cat on you.
What's that? The old joke? What's an elephant use for a tampon? A sheep. Okay! Listen, you try to keep it down. I was up kind of late last night. That's our buddy Todd Snyder. Go to, I think it's ToddSnyder.com. Google him. What am I? Your mother? Look it up yourself. Thank you, Jess.
Thanks. I mean, you're welcome.
Thank you, Jason.
Ah, it's good to get back.
And thanks. It must have been good because I feel all squirmy inside. So
this is honestly probably one of my favorite episodes in a while. We've had some great ones.
It's a good one. And coming up, Jeff Garland, Mark Maron. We're going to fucking hit the big time, so...
Clooney's next.
Tell your friends to download now so they can go, oh, I heard that podcast long before it got really, really popular.
We still have some t-shirts left.
Oh, yeah,
very
we have t-shirts
few, though.
ChickMcGee.com, but you know that. That's how you downloaded this. Sorry.
Not necessarily.
We'll see you next time. Good night, everybody! Try to keep it down. Try to keep it down. I was up kind of late.